T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose 3 callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
What do I see? Richard and Sean and Blake and Jennifer and Angie. We have room for one more lady. We'll start with the guys, though. Richard, welcome to the show. Richard still there? All right, let's go to Sean. Put Richard on hold, see if you can talk to him. Sean, are you there?
Yeah.
There you go, man. What's up?
Yeah. Sean, I'm 47, and I just got out of a relationship after 12 years.
Uh-oh. How bad was that?
Yeah, well, I got shot at by her ex-husband, and she robbed me, and now she's trying to get money from me.
Hold on. She were in a relationship for 12 years.
Twelve years.
And then the ex-husband is still hanging out enough that he tried to shoot you?
He tried to shoot me, yeah, twice, and then beat me with a billy club.
Twice at one time or twice in 2 separate situations?
This was all in, one day.
All right. So... you're with her, he tries to kill you, and she robbed you.
And she robbed
allegedly.
Me. Allegedly. Broke into my storage units and stole my stuff.
Wow. Were you married or just together?
Just together for 12 years.
Wow. That seems fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why was the ex-husband still around? Do you think she was still banging him?
She was, yeah.
Oh, come good find times.
Out. Yeah, it's been going on for, I know, at least 4 years.
Yeah.
Come to find out.
Well,
yeah.
Let's find you something a little safer to put your penis in.
I'm telling you what.
All right, Sean, you stay there. All right, hold on. You stay there. You're going to play with us. I'm going to get Scott on the line. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Scott. I'm 35. I'm single, got a sleeve.
All right.
That's about it.
Now, 35 and single? Now, you've never been married?
I had a long relationship for like 9 years, and that ended bad, and I'd rather not do it again.
Really? So you're going to stay alone for the rest of your life?
Well, no, I mean, I have a friend, but...
Wow, I was going to say, she really hurt you. I mean, like, I got punched around a bit by a broad, but that didn't... I mean, I didn't think to myself, I'll never, ever have another relationship. That's when you know the girl did some damage.
Well, we had a kid, and then... 3 months after he was born, she got pregnant again, and 9 months later, it came out the different colors, so I kind of just don't want to do that shit again.
Why'd you relax here with the S business?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get me in trouble with the cursing, man.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, or I'll bang your next girlfriend. You don't want it coming out looking like me. You'll be way more angry. All right. Listen, and trust me, you don't act like you had it all that bad. Our buddy Sean, his girlfriend's ex-husband tried to shoot him twice and beat him with a billy club, and she robbed him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I just wanted to come in and say I feel like we talked about cursing on the air. Let's keep it right.
All right. Listen, You stay there. Scott, Sean, hold on. I got to get one more guy on. Blake. Blake, what's up?
Hi. I'm Blake. I'm 22. Just have a C-ring. Been single for a while. That's pretty much it about me.
Really? No, nobody tried to kill you with a gun? Nobody, no surprises with a baby in your past?
No. All my friends say I'm pretty much married to my motorcycles at this point.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, there's a lot to be said for that. All right.
Yeah, they tried to kill me as well, so I don't know if that counts or something.
That's right. That's true. Scott, Sean, Blake, let's play the game. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the gentlemen, our item up for bid today is the TLC Cyberskin Helmet Hugger from Topco Sales.
In a world where technology reigns supreme,
where male sex toys offer multiple levels of vibration and stimulation, striving ever more day by day for a realistic feel, sometimes you just gotta kick it old school. You know, back in my day, we didn't have your fancy technological sex toys. When we wanted to rub one out, we had to use our hands. Or if we wanted to get real fancy, we used a sheep's bladder. That we didn't always bother to remove from the sheep first. Bang! And the TLC Cyberskin Helmet Hugger harkens back to those simpler times.
So it's a sheep's bladder?
No.
And it doesn't have any motors?
No, it doesn't.
Or vibration?
No.
Or a lifelike look?
Not at all.
Well, then what the hell does it have?
Well, it has pleasure nubs.
And?
That's pretty much it.
Really?
Yep, stick it in, move it around. Pleasure nubs do the job, boom, nap time.
Well, that doesn't sound very exciting.
Sir, might I remind you that in your teens, a well-folded pillow, a stiff breeze, or even the bra section of the JCPenney catalog could get the job done.
Yeah, true.
So don't get uppity when it comes to your jerk sleeve.
But what do I tell my hip friends while we're drinking IPAs and comparing our facial hair?
You look them straight in the eye and tell them they're artisanal pleasure nubs.
Oh, yeah.
And then you might ask them why they're so interested in your jerk-off habits.
Yeah, that is kind of weird, isn't it?
Just a little. Harken back to a simpler time with the TLC Cyberskin Helmet Hugger from Topco Sales, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
I'm going to go ahead and help the crowd out and go, this is what we would call a low-ticket item. Not a high-ticket item,
no.
You feel me? I know, Gregory.
No, that's
good job with that, Greg.
That's a getting to the bottom of the box item.
I would say you polished that turd beautifully.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, boys, hope you're listening. It is a, what would you call a low-ticket item? Scott, what would you pay for such a low-ticket item?
$9.99.
Scott says $9.99. What would you say, Sean?
$15.85.
Finally, Blake, what would you pay for the low ticket item, Helmet Hugger?
I would have to go with $20.
Blake says 20. And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price is
$13.99.
Woo!
Ooh, that's it. All right, Scott. This is yours.
Sweet.
All right, Helmet Hugger is yours. I'm happy for you. I'm still kind of screwed up about Sean's story. All right, Sean, you hold on a second. Or Scott, you hold on a second. Sorry, I wanted to talk to Sean a little bit. Scott, hold on. Blake, you hold on. And Sean's the guy who got shot at and robbed and beaten with a billy club, correct?
Yep, that's right. Yep. I'm still pretty bummed about the whole deal.
What caliber?
Yeah.
What caliber did he shoot at you with?
9mm.
Ooh, I'm glad he missed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was sitting in the chair, and the bullets whizzed right by my head, man.
Was he in the room with you?
Yeah.
And he met what a douche.
She let him in, and I was sitting upstairs, and I didn't see him come in or anything, and he came in with a gun.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, what a guy misses another dude with two rounds, and I'm glad that. I'm glad he was such a terrible shot.
Yeah.
But apparently a good swing with the billy club. By the way, did the billy club thing happen the day of the missed shooting?
He ordered me out of the house at gunpoint, and so of course, you know, I got up because I didn't want to get shot, and he pulled out a billy club, you know, one of them extendo things.
Yeah, sure. Those are effective.
Smacked me in the head and split my head open. And so then I started down the stairs, and then I was like, you know, forget this. And so I turned around, and then he hit me again in the shoulder.
Oh, no. Once the gun's been fired and the batons hit me in the head, I'm going to go ahead and take the easy coward's way out and go off on a dead run.
Right. Well, you know, I lived there for 12 years, you know.
Yeah. No, I get you. That's all good and well, but you have a gun. I don't have a gun. You have a baton. I don't have a baton. I call that a retreat.
Right.
I call that a strategic retreat.
So I went ahead and went outside. And then finally she come out and told me to get in the car. And
love.
So she took me and dropped me off at my mom's house.
And then she took you and she gave you a ride.
Gave me a ride, and then, yeah.
Dude, tell me, listen, did that guy think that you were beating her?
No. Oh, no.
I'm just trying to figure out why the ex showed up with a pistol and something else to beat you with. Like, I'm thinking, did he think that you were harming her?
No, he hasn't liked me from day one.
Well, I'd say that's a safe bet.
Yeah.
You know what? And you seem like a personable, nice human being. What's not to like?
Right, exactly.
All right, well, listen.
Yeah.
I hope that it works out for you. I hope bad people go to jail and you stay safe. And let's just be a little more wary about what we put our penis in from now on.
Right on.
All right, brother. Right, you stay right there. Hold on. Hook him up. Hook him up with something anyway. Just anything. Anything that can't shoot or beat him with a baton. Dude, remember we talked about those collapsible batons?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, those things would hurt. Yeah. And for the record, you don't hit people in the head with them. If you hit people in the head with them, people can die like that. A very smart SWAT guy, tactical cut fighter, told me that you strike the hands because without the hands, they can't. What are they going to do with you? You understand? Like those things will break your hands. They can't grab you. They can't punch you.
Sure.
So knees, hands, arms like that are probably the most effective way to defend yourself without killing a person. Because a full arm swing from a grown man with those batons will split your noggin open to the point where, then you might get yourself a murder charge.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying these are important things to know in the heat of all our crazy road raging world, not to mention ex-husbands.
There you go.
That's what's got me. I was afraid for you, dude. No swinger things. Was it Bob Crane? Bob Crane, dude.
That is true.
For those of you who don't know, he was Hogan from Hogan's Heroes. Mm-hmm. And he was killed, found bludgeoned to death. In his bed, he had a penchant for banging other people's wives and the swinger lifestyle. And they just found him dead, and they suspect that there was a jealous lover involved. And that dude beat Bob Crane to death with a bat and never was caught.
Yeah. Did not go well.
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea. Yeah. Huh? That's just seemed like, I know. You don't ever worry about that?
No.
Whew. Too many weirdos in this world, man. All right. Well, let's see if we can get to the next round of ladies without a shooting, a beating, or any curse words. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm 32. I was married for 10 years, and now I'm into a new relationship for about a year and a half. I have a couple of toys, dildos, vibrators, just the basic things like that.
Mm-hmm. Is this guy get you into them, or did you come into the relationship with those toys?
Oh, I'm a lesbian.
Oh, you're a lesbian. Did she give... Oh, she already had hers? By the way...
Every relationship with females, you...
I'm sorry, you broke up at the end. Every relationship with a female...
Yeah, you have to buy new toys. So if you go through 10 different women, you should buy new toys.
Well, as a guy, you certainly learn that. Like, a girl's not going to put up with the current sex toys you have in. But because she's already a woman, you would think you could might get away with, hey, no, those are mine. Those aren't the ones from my relationship. Those are my personal use.
Sheila's.
These weren't Sheila's. These are mine. These are Megan's.
Exactly.
But, okay, so sometimes you probably maybe fibbed a little bit and put one in another chick that was already in a different girl.
No, I've been pretty good about that. I'm totally terrified of STDs.
Good for you. She knows.
Too many dirty legs.
Well, man,
I love you.
Well, you know what?
She's right.
It's one thing. You should be. And it's nothing. Lesbians tend to settle down a little quicker than a lot of other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
quite a few new girlfriends.
Yeah, but I mean, when you meet a girl, you tend to start a relationship and see if that relationship will work as opposed to dating six at a time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Listen.
But I've had to juggle 4 and 5 at a time.
You dirty whore, Jennifer. Girl. You are such a dirty lesbian whore.
I say go get her.
I say send photographs, videos, and invite me for the party. Would you ever?
Oh, that's funny. I used to have several photos, and the boys would want to see them.
Would you ever let a guy watch you and your girlfriend?
No, probably not, because most women are pretty confidential.
So selfish.
Well, some of them are straight women, and they don't want anybody to know.
Even better.
Yeah, a lot of straight girls try to come to me.
I like her. She's loyal. She can keep a secret.
You're just turning them out fast as you can, Jennifer.
I am a freak in the sheets, a lady in the street.
Come on. All right, Jennifer is going to play Adult Toy Prices Right. Let's see if we can find you some friends to play. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm Ashley, 41, married for 15 years, but together for like 21.
Mm-hmm. And what's your story?
And had lots of toys over the years, but half of them are broken, and I need some new ones.
What do you do to break them, Ashley?
I guess lots of wear and tear.
Okay, they wear out? Okay, I was just curious as to...
No, they just wear out.
All right. Jennifer, Ashley, you stayed there. I got to get Angie on. Angie, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm Angie. I'm 38. Currently still married. I have a wand, a rabbit, and a little mini vibe.
All right. Angie was going to play. Ashley's going to play. Jennifer's going to play. The items up for bid, the closest to that, will receive the item up for bid. And in case of a three-way overbid, the closest one will take it home.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Candy Cane Finger Vibrator from Satisfyer.
I put the finger right on you.
And in you.
I put the finger right on you.
Up in you.
Wait, what?
Oh, yes.
Well, once again, folks, it's time for that suspenseful moment when we find out who gets the Flying Fickle Finger of Fate Award.
Ladies, the Candy Cane Vibrator is perfect for solo or couples play. Featuring 10 levels of vibration, this vibe is designed to easily fit in your hand and stimulate every erogenous zone.
And inside the fancy box, there's a bunch of drawings to show you how to use it. See, this one right here is going in the lady hole. This one's going into the booty hole.
Oh, this one, he's in her booty hole using it on her lady hole.
And this one kind of looks like they're doing it doggy style, but he's sticking it in his own booty hole.
Sticking it in his own booty hole because he's a limber dude.
Booty hole.
So as you can see, the Candy Cane Finger Vibrator has many uses.
And it looks nothing like a candy cane.
So I don't know why they call it that.
But you'll call it awesome.
You know why?
Booty hole.
Booty hole.
Booty hole.
Booty hole.
It's the Candy Cane Finger Vibrator from Satisfyer. And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
It looks like a wishbone to me.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, to me, got a Thanksgiving wishbone vibe.
It really does. It's not what I was expecting.
Let me... Yeah, see, there you go.
Oh, it's totally a wishbone. But, that being said...
It looks very nice, or could look like somewhat like odd rabbit ears.
Mm-hmm.
Abstract.
Got it.
But you can see what's
happening. That's covering a couple bases. I like
that. I don't think there's need to open this thing, per se. You can see where it goes. The one goes in one goes in the other. One both goes in one, both goes in one the other. I mean...
Quick to figure out.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Jennifer, I think that you know this. You're an experienced whorish lesbian.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd say it's going to be $34.99.
All right, my good friend Jennifer.
$34.99, correct?
$34.99.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're my favorite today, Jennifer. Ashley, what do you think?
$39.99.
$34 to $39. To Angie, what do you say?
I'm going to go
$33.99. No, you were really okay. All right.
I know. I didn't go in the middle. I know.
But why wouldn't you just say $1? That way you'd have all the way between 1 and 34.
Because if she overbid,
she's still the lowest.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know what?
The other one
you're
was
right.
Like so cheap that it could be.
Well, let's find out. Hold on. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price.
$49.99.
Oh.
Ashley.
Yay!
There you go. Ashley, this is all yours now, Ashley. I feel
very excited.
Very, very good. You hold on.
My husband's listening somewhere on the radio, so he should be excited too.
That's it. What's his first name?
Dustin.
Yeah, Candy Cane Finger Vibrator. Does Dustin like occasional finger up his butt?
You know.
Yeah.
Come on now.
He's okay if you tell people. Listen, you just make him happy. You guys make each other happy, right, Ashley? That's right. All right.
No, he would run.
Sure he would. You let his friends all believe that. All right, Ashley, hold on a second. Angie, you hold on. Get these guys set up. And Jennifer, I'm so sorry. My lesbian friend You dirty little.
That's all right.
You're such a predator.
It's going to be minty fresh.
You're such a predator.
I am.
How often do you meet straight ladies and seduce? What are you doing?
Quite a few.
By the way, what was that noise?
I'm on the highway, headed to work.
Sounded like you were sitting on a dildo. Did it not?
It were kind of.
Yeah, like a vibrator. All right, well, listen. How often do you meet a lady who is purportedly straight? And I think a lot of women are bi. But within a short conversation, they pretty much let you know they would give it a try if you were willing.
Oh, absolutely.
How often does that happen?
All the time. I think a lot of women are generally curious.
Sure. I think so, and too.
When they meet a lesbian, you know, they're kind of quiet about it, but they're like, hey, you know, if you want to later, you know, here's my number.
What about a unit? Will you ever unicorn for a couple?
Probably not. I don't do men at all.
Yeah, just we're gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Look, I get it.
I could be your friend, but.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. Listen, I see what I look like in the mirror. I look at my genitalia and I look at my girlfriend. I go, oh, you're so great. You're so beautiful. You're willowy and you're perfect and you're curvy and you smell good and you're just, everything about you is wonderful. Guy, I'm like, I'm just dragging around this weird junk on my front of my body.
I mean, I work on the car with him and do all that and ride motorcycles, but we just ain't bumping.
Thank you for accepting us as humans, I believe, is what I get out of that. You're like, look, you people are fine for talking to, but you people got to stay on your side of the town. And I'll wave at you, and I ain't saying I wouldn't eat with you.
Don't go dipping in my pond.
But I ain't mixing with you.
My boyfriends and husbands hate me, and I don't know why. They think I'm going to steal their wife or something.
You know what? Maybe that's their problem. Let me tell you something I know in this world. If you don't treat your girlfriend right and make her feel special and loved, well, someone will. And if you don't make your guy feel special, loved, and satisfied, well, some broad will. So I'd say that you're a fine reminder to treat your person correctly.
Yeah, because I'll come steal them for real.
That's right.
I'd love to watch her in action.
I bet, man. Yep. You're something else, you dirty little dirty. All right, Jenny. You hold on a second. You stay right there. Hold on. I like Jake. Hook her up with whatever.
I like her.
Give her whatever.
She's real. She just lays it out.
Yeah. You know what, though? But I do believe that. I'm like, look, it's a simple concept. Let somebody know. Make them feel good. Make them feel loved. Because if you don't, there's a good chance. And this was not the one thing that will save all relationships. I'm not trying to sell you that. But I do know if you ignore the other person and somebody gives them attention.
You mean you appreciate me? What is that? Did you just give a compliment?
Because you know how the new person is. If somebody were to meet someone new, could be as innocent as that, but they pay attention to what they say. Uh-huh. They compliment them. They make you feel special. You're like, suddenly you're like, I don't know what happened. We're just la 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 la. I'm like, I know what happened.
It's really nice.
Someone didn't pretend they couldn't hear you.
He understood me. You never noticed me.
That's it.
I noticed his penis in my mouth.
It seemed to be a small token of thing, something I could do to continue feeling. Because I kept feeling good about myself.
What could I do but maybe give back to him? He's been so kind.
But it's the same way with I look at wives who just don't give their guys sex, or just terrible sex, or it's boring sex, or whatever it is.
So
and I think, what did you think was going to happen here? He's like a baboon. Like,
yeah.
This is a simple, creature. Like when I don't ever want to hear a girl be like, I just don't understand men. I'm like, I think you do.
It's real simple. It was when we were teenagers and 20s. It's the same thing.
It really is. And it's just, it is that obvious to me. So I always figure when a girl tries that action, I go, so you just didn't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, that's much easier. Just hop to it.
Yeah, sure. Or, in the meantime, go buy Moonlight Adult Boutique.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With two locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.